Okay, Rav Osai. Okay. We are still involved in the Zayin Nikim. At least we're still involved in the Zayin Nikim, so that's the last third of the Shiur Manida, because we're already holding by trying to get the person out of Nida, as opposed to the Shiur till now was of getting into Nida and what happens during Nida. Now we're on our way out. Okay. So we saw the discussion of what's the din of if you did a Bedika on Yom Shvi and not Yom Rishon. Yom Rishon and Yom Shvi. So Rav says that's okay. Rav Chanina says no. And there were 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. So if you look in the Beis Yosef, it says Kasuf HaOgur B'Shem Matosis on page 1, packet 19a. Kasuf HaOgur B'Shem Matosis Per Kamba Debeitza. Gatzchatzim Yom Rishon Yom Shvi Matzot Tahorah Chashav Svira Rakshabatchatzim Yom Shepaskabo La'erv Yivsik B'Tahar V'Davki Yom Shvi. אבל אל שבי לא. ואגוז מיימן שם רבם שם רבי לסימך כוס גדי וסמאג וכיוון דכל הני רד וסא מספקו להו אין להוקל בדובה שהוא סופק איסר קורס. So that's the אין להוקל. So some rabbanim of the opinion that ain't the hokel, that you can never be makel if she forgot the Bedikam Yom Shvi. And it's mashma, maybe like someone said from the Beis Yosef, that this is that he's really paskening like that. Even though Stam V'yesh Omrim usually says Halacha K'stam. But he's saying V'yesh Omrim, in other words, But one could learn that he's just saying it in the second sheet, like Rabbi Tuchman was saying. So that's what we have to see. What's the? Because this happens a lot.
What was the sheet?
That a woman didn't do a bedika on the seventh day, but she did the other bedikas, and now it's the mikvah night. Magen Avraham? I never quoted the Magen Avraham.
The
Beis Yosef has that statement here of at the end, Kevin Kol Hani Ravisam Safkul Hu Ein Lahokel. So it's Ein Lahokel that if there's no Badika and Yom Shvi, then it's no good. But Davishu Safik is a chorus. Because Safik is a chorus. So the Sidrei Tara quotes this Beis Yosef from then going over from page 4 to page 5, and the top of page 5 he says Mavur Desfira like the Bedika Zumi Daraisehi Shein Sfira below Bedika. Because in other words, what do you mean Ein Lahokel? Because it's a Kares, so it must be that the Bedika is a Daraisa, or else if it wouldn't be a Daraisa, it wouldn't be a Shiloh of an Issa Kares. He says, "Mi chozal man de tzarech bedika tchila v'sof." Aval the poskim desfir lei desagi bedika achas tok shiv nekiyim. No, it's fine. Dugi zubi deraisa. In other words, if you hold you need bedika tchila v'sof, so that means that's the bookends of the. In other words, you need sfira zayin nekiyim. So you need and bedika and sfira haynuach. You know the way of doing sfira is through bedika. But that's if you hold. You need 1 and 7. But what if you hold you only need 1 bedika? You still need a sphere of 7 days. So obviously bedika and sphere then are 2 separate things. So So then it's not pashut whether it's a deraisa or not.
So is that the
machlokes
between the first
sheets
and the Tel Chaver and the Yishon?
Yeah, so they're saying, right, maybe. So it could be that the question of whether you need bedikah tchila v'sof or just tchila or just the emtsa is cholik on is bedikah and sphere really connected or not? And if it's connected, then maybe you could say bedikah is a deraisa. If it's not connected, then you could say maybe not. Okay, there is a tshuva of the Sefer Binyan Olam. Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, a very chashuv sefer, Binyan Olam. Everybody likes the sefer, and they reprinted it. It's reprinted even. This is the old printing. So he has a whole discussion here about the bedikas, and he says, "Dvar Hashela Shitzia Malas Kvod Torosu Lefonai Bedin Isha Shabodka Atzma Pam Achas B'Toch Hazaynikim Achas Shikvar Tavla." She did one bedika. She did a hefsek and one bedika, and then she already went to the mikvah. She already went to the mikveh. So he says, so the person who he's writing the question to says that maybe we should be machmir, that she's no good. Because the Mechaber says, Ein l'hakel, l'smachal b'dik achas, toch zayin akim. Malach kvot rosh tzidit v'dover l'hakel, v'tzah she'isha yol ha'sofik, she'er b'bot k'gam ke'n b'tchilo. He says he doesn't think you have to be machmir. She did one bedika, that's good enough, plus the hefsek. He says the ikar din, he thinks, is the day rishona, the pasuk rav. The day b'tchilosam b'sofam levad, that's rova poskim. That's the rova poskim. Rambam, Rush, Smag, Sefer Truma, Gos Maimoni. Rov poskim v'heim Rambam v'Rush. Period. With that, he says the gama smag, but even those that were machmir and said you need chiv himself, shekosu l'hachmir l'kosu b'hechlet, v'ashekosu shekem shalos bar halacha, he k'rabim chanina roy l'hachmir. Rabbi Yosef kosu shekem shekol hanav rambis m'sakvul hu, ein loga b'dovisho sofik yisakars. He says, "V'divrei Beis Yosef elu tzvichim biur." The nir l'shono svila da b'dikas shozayin kiim tzarechem midaraisa. Because the pesef sir d'tar she dezuv in the Torah. Ain't svir below b'dikal. In his dad d'over tzarechin. Hechem mizim in the Torah shatzvichem b'dika. Mehechi tasty that you need a b'dika in the Torah. Minayin lanu dain svir below b'dika. In other words, the Beis Yosef says the pesef d'tar wants to say he must have held that b'dikas daraisa. And if that's really the case, that's Sfir and Bedika, so, oh, the Nomar Kain Liboy Bedika Min HaTorah B'chol Yom, then you should need a Bedika Min HaTorah B'chol Yom, because a Bedika and Sfir are one and the same. So if you clearly need Sfir Zayin Kiyim, so you should need Bedika. So Sagim, Im Kivna B'yom Aleph L'Sfir Zayin Kiyim B'yom Zayin, that's Bim Sfirim L'Faneinu. So he says he doesn't think it's so pashut that bedikah is daraisa. So this thing that the Sidrei Tara says that it's daraisa, it's not so clear that it's daraisa. So he says, Lachain, paragraph Lachain, near Lanavian, the Gamma Manor to be in Bedikah Bechoyom, Ella, Midrabbanon Bovad. He thinks it's, Bedikahs are only the Rabbanon. Bedikahs are only the Rabbanon. Lachain, the man, the Sviyale, the Bina Bechoyom, Sviyale, the Hishbu Chacham, Tanakhan, Bedikah, in other words, how much do they make, the, in other words, would they mashve their takana, the Rabbanon, to make Bedikahs parallel to the indoraisa of Svira or not. But this, you don't have to make this fancy thing, the Sidrei Tara, the indoraisa. Man, yeah. God, the Lord of Kinim, Shitusa, the Rambam, Raivit. He said, the Smag is not sure, but the Rambam and the Rush were pretty sure that all you need is one Badika. Afsha based Yosef Kosov in Lahokil, Hain Lachatchila, Kemishu in Chorus. So he says on page 6, on the right column, in the middle, he says, Ein Lahokil, and this Rav Abad is very into this, that's only Lachatchila. Aval Bediyevit Shasatchak Shkvar Tovla. So he says, if she already went to the mikveh, he thinks it's okay. Because you could say, she already went to mikveh, but she wasn't Lana Eitzel Baila even, so maybe that's still a lechatchila that she should go again. You know, she wait a day and do another bedikah, etc.
But the other is Shasadchak, Shekvar Tovlo, Lani Asdaiti, Gam, Habeis Yosef, Yoda, Shein Lachmer. And the Shulchan Aruch also, the first day is the Stam, Das Mag Shem Yeshom, can you do it? Darko Shal Beis Yosef, Shekom Mokum Shestam, G'day Rishona, Shosef Chaka De Shnia, Shem Yeshom, Daito Lala, G'day Rishona. So that's it, Stam Yeshom, Malach G'stam. And the first opinion is, that's it. Kosek Eminidon Shekvar Tavla, once in Baila, well, here he says, and well, now he's saying Minyan Yidan that she's Tavla, not only Tavla, but Lonsay Tzal Baila. That day in Lahachmir. So he says, he thinks the whole thing is really the Ikar Din anyway, even in the Mechaber is the first day.
One
second, let's see. So, yeah, so let's see. And then he says, Ol Yesh Kan Lahokel, page 7 on the top right. Alpimashkov, Harazov, Azogus, Ol Seif, Bal Nevesh, the Raivid, that's really the other people had Chile in Sarf Medikim Chol Yom. He says, he quotes from the Bala Moor. He says, but man is there, the women don't need this anyway. Shum chubra der zeh mishvin le sofik zavus. Mechach yish lefsa kirav. The sagim tlosan le sofa. Ach avisha kosev si vishara. Mash mechachi. Hey mechachel. Mash mechachel. Mash mechachel. Mash mechachel. Came into the zavik muri yish lahachmi. Mishum yisa karis. First of all, maybe the halacha is kirav, and even you could tell me maybe the halacha is not chanina, but maybe mekom mokam shem alav zavahi. She's not really a zavah. King yesh kam svek svek with the rice chad sofik with the bottom, so that should be okay. So therefore he says, even if it's lo tovla adayin, that she was tovla, vada kitor chashura hora belishum pikbo klal vanir la niyazdaiti didi oz v'ava rabba Yitzchak Isaac.
So that's what he says. That he thinks even if she wasn't Tavla, it's Mutter. And Kol Shekein that she was Tavla. And Rav Abadi holds that way, that Rav Chatchila, she should do Rishon Shvi, but if she didn't, and then somebody calls you up, and the seventh day is over, and now it's the night, and she didn't do anything. It happens all the time. She was busy, and she didn't do anything that day. So then, by hell, she can go to the mikvah.
Remember, this is how you pass him?
Yes.
Without any bigos?
No, she did. She did a hefseg. She did Yom Rishon, whatever else she did. But she didn't do the Yom Shvi. So how far do you go with this Ein L'Hakel? So the Binyan Olam, this Kachai Zachavir, has this, that it's okay. I mean...
What is it, Ezra Karis, though?
What?
I mean, the whole concept is Ezra Karis.
Well, that's the Beis Yosef. I mean, the Pashup Shad is a Kari. I mean, here it's an Issa Karis because she's really not a Zava, and so she has Zion from Venida, and it's only retreat al Chumra like a Zava. So there's no real. The Beis Yosef says an Issa Karis. The Indian is an Issa Karis, but it's not like there's an Issa Karis
right,
here.
Yeah.
And then,
what if she's Ashkenazi and she waited 5 days before the 7 days? Then she did a bdiga on the 6th. We say that can be considered a bdiga like on the 7th according to Sardim and use that as a kula? Or is that a stretch?
Well, what'd she do?
She did a bdiga on the 6th day, but she didn't do it on the 7th day. Right? So can we say
she, she did a bdiga on the 6th day of the Zaynikim and not on the 7th day?
Yeah.
But you're saying that so maybe that's the 6th day. But when did she do a hefsek? She
told me so that one is
really yeah. Now there is a tshuva in the Chas of Sof. Now the Chas of Sof has a tshuva on page 8. He also has a tshuva. Yad l'shol krosi v'yad nelo mimeni, aval yadati k'tzas masha ayakosu bo odos isha shelo botcha b'zayin. He has the same tshuva. A woman didn't do. I mean, it happened the time of the Chasam Sofer. It happens today. You know, you get the shayla all the time. Isha shelo botcha b'zayin. V'kvar lonsa eitzel baila. So that's it. While Misupok in Lois Raskov Lobotka Gambarishon, Roy Ligor Bazugzu, Shneyam Kechat, Lotovi Masafik Hazer. He says, Bala Misupok, maybe he didn't do Gambarishon. So this is not a good situation. That she didn't do Bashvi, and maybe she didn't even do Barishon. Shneyam Kechat Lotovi Masafik Hazer, Nenu Bibes Yirei Hashem. Rishon Shiboy. Rabbi says, "Kafshe in lahakol kinegdom." He's a karis. Mikomokom nirul b'diyevin. Shefar lansa eitzel baylo. Lo shakin and sveika. The who ibnei vade drav poskim and al poskim krab bevade. I called him batcha bevade beechar obzayin. Amo b'dikas amtzoy derazov vera'o. He also gave a rashba masik lahakin kolponim bevade chazil tzruf laravon v'siyat lochosh afil b'diyevin. Okay.
This child was that she was voting neither Rishon nor Shvi, right?
Well, that was, but he's saying That was that particular couple. But the getting back to the regular Shaila is that she was Bodik Barishon, and she wasn't Bishmi, so I don't think he's necessarily saying as far as the Binyan Olam said, but he says certainly if Tavla Valansa. Binyan Olam also talking about Tavla Valansa, but he says he thinks it's really Mutter even low Tavla.
So we're always talking about Yom Zayin, right? Let's say a woman calls up on Yom Beis and she says, I forgot to do Yom Aleph.
Yeah.
Right? So now do you say, so it's not an issue of Tavla or anything like that. Will we say, okay, so just do Zayin, Beis through Zayin? Or
so if you hold, like Rabbi Gedali Berger pointed out, if you hold the Dogel Mervava, that even the Machmirim...
So just do 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah. Meaning the Machmirim only meant if you didn't...
5 days.
Right. But if you're a stickler... So then, Rabbi Bai holds the same idea, that once Yom Aleph passed, so that's already called B'di Evet.
And you don't push it off a day.
Right.
Just push it off a day, right?
To
the 7th, to the 8th.
No, I'm saying, so according to the Dalgum of Bava, like Rabbi Gedalberg pointed out, you know, and he thinks, these are lechatchilas. He's into that. It's lechatchila.
You wouldn't make them count another 7 days from that point.
No. And he writes here on page 9. He quotes the Binyan Olam, the last two lines of the Tshuva. First three lines. MSC Shafal Pisha Mechabit Kosei Lachil, Ani Az Nai Tein Zerach Lachechila, Chei Kosei B'tshuvas Binyan Olam. Ramatze B'noshi Didon, She'ena Melazovas, D'Rabbanan, B'vada Yesh Lachil. Okay, so that's, that is this Shaila.
The Chasam Sofer says he agrees with the Binyan Olam?
The Chasam Sofer... I mean, the case that the Binyan Olam was talking about was Tavla Lanza Labayla, so he agrees with that. He really said he thinks it would be Mutter even if low Tavla.
Low
Tavla. Yes. In other words, if sometimes you get the Shaila from the Mikvah. Those are the most pressurized Shailas, and they're calling from the Mikvah. You know, then you've always, you know, they're calling from the Mikvah, so that means that, you know, you know, they want an answer right away. They're calling from the mikvah, and she didn't do the bedikah. So the Binyan Olam thinks that's really should be okay. And the Chasam, I don't know if the Chasam Sofer would have said that necessarily. The case that he was talking about is Tavla Valonso. Okay, so that's one thing. Okay, So I follow what Rabbi Bari said from the Binyan Olam, that lechatchila, always lechatchila. But the Yevet, it's okay.
If
she didn't do a bedika,
she
didn't have
to tell her the
only
she didn't do it. She's not to tell her
the Yom Sheng. You tell her to go to 8. Keep going. And Rabbi Ash also thought maybe we could be mitzarif like a kinuach for like the bedika, the yon and the kinuach for something like that.
Keep going meaning what?
Keep going. You did the bedika.
As if you did the first day.
So yeah, because you always have, as like Rabbi Gedali Berger pointed out, you always have the no the Yehuda to rely on that says that the Ike Kepeda is that you shouldn't be 5 days, more than a 5 day gap. Now, another big shaila that comes up is women who want to diminish the amount of bedikas. Now, some women want to diminish the amount of bedikas because they just, whatever, it's just hard for them, or they might irritate themselves. That's one type of woman. The other type of woman is she wants to diminish the amount of bedikas, but she's staining. So she's saying, well, if I'm going to do a bedika today, I'll get tamei, so maybe I can diminish the amount of bedikas. So on one hand, we'll say, well, isn't that the whole point of the bedikas? Is that if you're bleeding, that's the point, that you should become tamei. So So what's the so this is going to be a discussion in the Achronim between the Shem Aryeh on one hand and the Marcheshes on the other hand, whether a woman is allowed to diminish bedikas because she's staining. In other words, could she say 1 in 7? What do we say? You know you're staining, so if you would have done a bedikah on day 3, you would have been tameh. So now you take the liberty to skip day 3 because you know you'll... Isn't that like making a joke out of the whole thing? I mean... Yeah, that's what, you know, Rav Abadi is always of the opinion that, you know, Chilchas Nida is not meant to be a joke. You know, people are like, oh, I'm told, don't look. Like this is a big thing with the Kala teachers. They say, don't look at the tissues. You're not supposed to look. Yeah, Rabbi Liebers told me, Rabbi Bick said also, why are they looking? But Rabbi Abadi pointed out, that's if there's no reisa. But if they know that there's something going on, and they know there's blood, so then you say, don't look, what is this, a game? You know?
The other time, really, like also the bedikah costs, really it's only
in the head.
It's in the head, and bedikah is the waving the bar. So if they know that it's happening,
so it's
so
even
in
worse.
Head, in the head, before you go to
do this, right?
That's
a chumrah.
They've already done the bedikah.
Right.
So this would be a
chumrah. Yeah. So the Shem Aryeh on page 10 says kibalti mechtavu. That's where tshuvas always start off. Kibalti mechtavu. You know, I got your letter, and I was very busy, and therefore it's 5 months later. You know, somebody sent me. Usually you don't. Today people aren't sending letters so much. Actually, someone did send me a letter. I have to respond to him. Once the Noda Yehuda had a paskin, a shayla about fish. So he writes, Kibalti mechtovo im hadag. He sent him the fish. Kibalti mechtovo im hadag. So Tibaldi Mechtavo. Al Dasha it also be Isha Shemotzes Ksam Madumim Bechol Eish Bebdikasa Bechabla Refuas. No, she's staining a lot, and she got Refuas Veneskatnu Haksamim Yochol Avor Etzla Kama Yomim Torim Kraposka Batara Ad Yom Zayim Vaisa Torah Yom Zayim Motza Nekuda Aduma. Where she already got messed up on the seventh day, and she had to start over. So she wants to know this time around, can she just do Yerushan Shvi? Kim Habodik b'chol yom tivdok b'yom mora yala al rosha shalotis kalkam b'doch b'dikasa v'tirek samim adumim k'mo shorosa ad achshav zeteor sheiloso. So he writes. He says, of course you shouldn't be baker. Okay, look, Kosovo can't oppose him. Eight says, oh, so little Tivdok Rakbiyam Rishon Rishon. Rakbiyam Rishon 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 Rishon. If you're thinking that there's a maka there or something like that, Lachayu Eitz Tova, the Lama Tivdok is asked in the circle of the Limso Heterim. In other words, if we have a chashash, like Rav Abadi always says, a woman gets a pap smear face during the Zayin Nikim. So that's from the cervix. So she's bleeding. It's Dam Maka, clearly. So sometimes Rav Abadi will say, so then she should wait till Yom Shvi, not to do any bedikas, because anyway, she'll do a bad bedika, will be told in the Maka. Right? And sometimes when he thinks that, like she got the procedure done on the sixth day or something else, and it still might be bleeding from, then he'll say, even lachatchila, you don't have to do Yom Shvi, everybody says, because what's the point? You're going to be tola b'maka.
Therefore you don't have to worry.
Then you shouldn't, because it doesn't make sense to do a bedika, that even if the bedika turns out bad, we're still going to say it's okay, because we're tola b'maka, then what's the point of a bedika? Bedika means that it's acid... No, so he holds that then she can go to the mikvah without the Yom Shvi.
Okay.
But that's a case where there's a maka. In other words, the doctor did a procedure during the Zayin Nikiyim. So it depends. If he did it early in the Zayin Nikiyim, by day 7 will be okay. But if he did it later, maybe still by day 7 it won't be okay.
This woman is going to go without bedikas. I mean,
no, she'll still have hefsek. She'll still have Yom Rishon.
Okay.
So that's now the question is, the lachatchila of Yom Shvi, if you're a... Yosef Tov Shalom Tivdom. Yeah. Who al derech shekos of Ramah? Aval gavna didon derosot mevada ki divrei hadakter shu meidim v'chein divrei ha'ena mamash klal v'tarav mekor dameh ha'mayish shemot zodam v'kesev hu vada itam v'keim hechi teisim v'hokil shalom tivdom pen tivta v'titme v'adrava titma v'titma. In other words, what are you saying? We're afraid she shouldn't do a bedikah. She's staining, so she should skip bedikahs because she'll become tamei. Well, she should become tamei. That's the point. The point is, if there's dam there, you should become tamei. So that's the midas hadin. That's the chora. And a lot of Rav Al Yashiv holds this way. And Abdul Chaim Rabbi is noted like this also. Now, who says the other way? Is the Marcheshes.
Who's
going to
the Shemarim? Who's going to the Shemarim? Who's going like the Shita?
Rabbi Al Yashiv, Rabbi holds this way. I mean, in other words, you're supposed to do bedikas, but you're supposed to do bedikas. And the point is not to diminish bedikas, because you know that there's really down there, so we're going to diminish the bedikas. No, diminish bedikas only if you feel there's a maka there that you might exacerbate the maka. So then, yeah, because why do bedikas? That's not damnida. So why you cause yourself problems to say, oh, now it's red, and now I have to find a kula. So the bar plukta of the Shem Aryeh is the Marcheshes of Vilna, of Henoch Agus. There was a professor here, Professor Agus.
Jewish history.
Yeah. Yeah. Before my time. Professor Agus. Well, every gadol has some, like... Ascendant was like
not a
I'm saying it was different style. Yeah. He made it easy about going Bal Shem Aryeh b'Sifroze Simon Lamatesh initial b'Yisha Shaisa Regila Liros Ksamim Madumim Place because of Kabla Refus v'Nismato Ksamim Yochel. Yeah. So and she wants to diminish. 11 page 12. I mean, the Agashav Surah, the Agashav's Eidhu, Avalkan, Hakaima, Hashta, the Nasa, Takana, the Eitzel, Gyanish, Lotiv, Dokta, Yomim, Shibatayim, Kain, Afim, Tira, Kosher, Lotargish, or Eidhu, Tamei, Midaraisa, Efshar, Gankin, Shol, Tira, Klau, Kivisha, Yochal, Avar, Atzlak, Kami, Yomim, Shitahorim, Kain, Mechi, Tesi, Nachra, Lesha, Tivdok, Kivisha, Lobadika, Kosher, Lotargish, Tahori. He says, no, you can be Mamayat, Badikas, even if you know, because this way, it'll be a Kesem, or it won't be at anything, and you won't. So he says, you have a right to be Mamayit Bedikas. So this is the...
What is his rationale?
His rationale is that Umaisa, if there'll be a Hargasha and she'll still bleed, so it's not going to make a difference that she's not doing the Bedikas. But if Umaisa, there was no Hargasha, so Mamela on a Daraisa level anyway, it's okay. So for the Raisa, anyway, it's okay. And now you're going to make it a Daraisa by doing the Bedikah. So now you're not Mechuyev to... if it's a Daraisa Memela, so it's a Daraisa Memela that she'll bleed in the middle of Zayin Nikiyim without any Bedikah. She gets a period in the middle of Zayin Nikiyim again. So, okay. then there's no rates for her. But basically, she doesn't. She's not doing it. So basically, she's not getting real rias. There would be a ria if you did a bedika, then that's considered a ria, as we treat every bedika like a ria. So that she's not mechuyev to do. Now there's a famous tshuva in the Igros Moshe on page 13. This tshuva is written to none other than who? Rabbi Shmuel Tokayer of where? Of West Orange, New Jersey. The father of Rabbi Eitan Tokayer, the father-in-law of Rabbi Chaim Jachter. Rabbi Tokayer. Yeah, nice man. He was, what's the source of Tokayer? Okay, I will have to ask my friend, Eitan Tokayer, next time we speak on the phone, what the etymology of the name Tokayer is. Rabbi Tokayer is the rabbi of the Kingsway Jewish Center in Brooklyn. He's the Rav of the Shul. That's the son of this man, Rav Shmuel Tokayer. He was also a Moel. He learned Mila from Rabbi Harry Bronstein. You know Rabbi Harry Bronstein?
Yeah.
He was my Moel. He's the Bronstein clan.
Chaim Bronstein over here?
Not that I know of.
The Bronstein clan is a big Shiloh, isn't it?
Well... maybe it's a big Shiloh. I hope there's a big Teretz. No, but he told me that Rabbi Nata Greenblatt told me he also learned Mila from Rabbi Harry Bronstein. He was a very big model. He was a very popular Chashev model. So he learned... So Beketzer, he was a Rav at one point. I don't know, was he a Rav? I forget where. Out of town. And Rabbi Shmuel Tokayer learned in Telz. It was one of the places he learned. So he was friendly with Rav Reuven Feinstein, who also learned in Telz. So when he had shailas, he would call Rav Reuven up, and he would get an in to Rav Moshe. So he dealt with a woman who was abstaining. Achrei Gimel Yomim Shel Nekiyim, he wrote Kesem Shel Dam. So the question is, what to do with this? What to do with this woman? So Rav Moshe has a lot of interesting, like Rabbi Jack said, a lot of interesting nekudas in this tshuva. But the only nekuda I'm focusing on today is the fact that he is willing to tell her that she can be ma'at in bedikas, like the machashes. אם היא מוצאת מהבדיקה שאחר יום שלישי מסוים נקיים page 13 יש לך כזו שכתיב לו רק ביום ראשון של ימי נקיים וביום שביעי. Right, so Rav Moshe says that there's the concept of Shachat Chaki Di Yevedami, like Rav Shechter points out, it means that, like Rav Shechter explained, it means that anything that's Mutter B'Shach, is Mutter B'Di Yeved, if it's Shachat Chak, then that's Mutter L'Chatchila. As Rav Shechter explained that Klal. So B'Mela, it's a Shachat Chak for this lady, so since B'Di Yeved, Yom Rishon Shvi is okay, so B'Shachat Chak, it could be, it might not be exactly the same as the, the question is how much of a Shas HaChak do you need to, how many times did she try that she, But we could say he was willing to be makel. I don't know, but the Shay Maria, you know, say even if it's, you know, but Mekitzer, he was makel to tell her to Mamay for Bedikas. Avouch also said to me he thought he could be makel. Okay. So, I used to be more machmir, and once I heard Rav Alsh was more makel, so I started to be a little bit more makel myself on this evening. Even though, you know, the svara, I always liked the svara of the Shem Aryeh. But, you know, there's svara, and then there's reality of the situation that the woman's not going to the mikveh for... So if there could be some type of...
So what cases would Ravi be makel in?
Meaning a case where she has problems with staining, and she can get...
Just this one time, and if she knows, this one time she knows, and that's a good one, or like if it's a problem that's like...
You know, every situation is different, but if there's an issue that she can't make it through, you know, so maybe there's what to say, Yom Rishon and Yom Shvi.
But if she's still staining, if she was Bodek Yom Rishon, but she's staining on Yom Shvi yet, then what? Then
well, if she's not going to get a good Bedik on Yom Rishon and Yom Shvi, then even Rav Moshe is not going to let her go to the Mitzvah.
If she had
a
good Bedik on Yom Rishon, but not on Shvi, then you could be Sovet and Rav.
No. If she got a good Bedik on Yom Rishon and then she got a bad Bedik on Yom Shvi, that Rav says that's no good.
Oh, okay, right.
Rav only says if you didn't do a bedika,
right.
It's okay. But if you did a bad bedika,
uh-huh.
And it's
Misvara,
I like the svara of the Shem Aryeh because the whole point of a bedika is that if you're bleeding, it should you should come up on the bedika cloth. Right, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Now a couple of more things that we have to see here.
Ray wouldn't advise that. This is not something that you can tell anyone.
They know these things, the coolers they've heard of.
If she's never had a problem before, and you just feel like this time she's going to have a problem, that would be reason to say she had a problem.
Well, the question is, why does she feel that she's, usually there's a reason to think. It's not just Okay, if you take a look, I want you to take a look now in the supplement of 19A for a second on page 10. I want you to see that Balamor inside that we saw quoted previously.
Page.
Supplement of 19A, page 10. First, look in the Raven. Atadafar Shdine Abedika Shitzricha Livdok Esatzman. Venomar. On the left, bottom left. Kiavo Pisha Batka Atzman Beyom Havsaka Tzricha Od Livdok Esatzman Bmei Sfira B'chol HaShiva. Right? Even though she did have Sektara, she has to do a Bedika every day. Again, the Rishonim say only one Bedika a day. We saw the Ramban. This idea of the two Bedikas, what the Smag had, based on that Mishnah. And, but Rabbi Sharam don't hold for such a thing. But Lechatchila, you do one a day. And when the Gemara says, Moses said Rishon Shvi is good, that's only B'dievet. Shabbatku. Lokatari Botkin Yom. Yom Rishon Shvi is not Lechatchila. Lechatchila mitzvahs B'dika kol Shiva. Okay, that's the right. Kol Shiva. And the Shulchan Aruch has a, you know, has a further step. So, the Balamor says, "Od kotzav harav in the Ketani azav azav shabbat kotzav yom shvi." The botku is loshem b'diyevet. They did it. Lo ketani botku ma'al mitzvahs lachatchil. Miyum botku alo mechilasim v'solvim. Is daiti emun lo mishnatzein hefesh bein lachatchil b'diyevet. Kvar mitzin shlom du mishnatzein mekulam zeh loshem afiu lachatchil. Say, botku doesn't necessarily mean a loshem b'diyevet. Even though it's a past tense, so that's what b'diyevet means in the past. Because he says, "Remeir mim haisa b'machve v'higia eiz vesta v'lo botka t'horash shacharadim usalachas as adomim al makem v'dika shacharadim adomim musulokim v'lo bai b'dika nam adomim musulokim v'lo bai b'dika kapashile bai b'dika v'fim chathchila." So he says, it's a lashon sh'ovar, but it means even l'chathchila. So he says, it says Matsu is Lashem, so they used Lashem Batku. But he feels that even Lechatchila, you could do Yom. So the Balamor's opinion is Rishon and Shvi is even Lechatchila. And then, so that's a cooler. So the Ravid says Lechatchila you need 7 days. Because he has, and he brings the Ravid, he says, Rameo mim haisa b'machva, she was in a cave, v'higia eiz vesta, v'lo badka, tahora, shecharada, misalakas es adon. So below Batka, she didn't do a bedika. Says Mashmel Lechatchila, she should have done a bedika. No, but the poskim say that even Lechatchila she doesn't need to do a bedika. So that's his kula. Then he quotes the Ravid that says the Ravid sheet is that you can do one bedika b'emtza, right? Now you need a half second, one b'dikas b'emtza is okay. So that he doesn't like. That he's more machver than the Ravid. Because he says, because the Ravid's Ravid was from Nida, that you can do Nida, a b'dika of Nida on the third day. And that's good enough to know that she stopped bleeding. So he says, you can't bring a Ravid from Nida to Zava. So there, the Balamor is on the Chumra side of things. And then, and then he says that Bizman Azeh, on the left column, Shalom Chmir Benida, Levin Minig Benoy Yisrael, that you could be Mako like Shita's Rav. So that's another Kula. You mean not necessarily like the
not in the middle,
right? Well, is it the Anita about women? Right, Anita, a lot of women are Anita. We just machmir like to treat them like zelvis.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Then I want to show you a note of Yehuda on page 8. Page 8 in the supplement.
Okay.
Inyan bedika isha barishon shvi b'min nekim. So he says, shlucha hevi b'erv shabbos kodesh ha'avar la, mechta da hinich al ha'shulchan. In other words, he gave me a piece of mail and then he went. And he easy tarred mechsiv seiza igeres. For those who see shlich halach lo lo yanti shuv harata achar avdol. Because he came on Friday, he put the mail and then he left, and I didn't get a chance to look at your letter until after avdol. You know who poshed actually beside a svara the rag the shitosah shaposa karav. He came to the Sadiq Tzivosan, Apple Pishain Sofan, Chay Sofan, Apple Pishain Tzivosan, because in the Rishon Shvi Lav Davka. He says, Rishon Shvi is Lav Davka because Tzivosan, you know, once you hold, you don't need Tzivosan Sof, so of course Rishon Shvi is Lav Davka. Okay. And then he says, "V'omnam amina b'ach milsachadetav hu milsa de mistabra shimbatka derech mochel barishon at bottom uv'shlishi kvar chlati l'malad lo mahani v'ini yichol lo litbol shvi v'imchak v'shuv lo botka as, okay v'lo l'bodecha z'chak v'shmini v'chi tovel z'layma." Yeah, that's his business about the 5 days. Okay, this is not the one I was looking to show you. One second. There's another note of Yehuda. There's another note of Yehuda here in the packet. Another packet.
The one on the regular.
Yeah, maybe there's the regular one on page 14. So what happened? A woman did a moch. She did a half second. She did a moch. So could the moch, and she did a moch at night, obviously. So could the moch count as bedikas yom rishon? Not chorim v'stokim. So he says the Ramban says you only need chorim v'stokim for the hefsek. So he says. But minadin, the halacha is like what? Like Rav. So you don't really need this bedika. So kedai haramban, lismach halo b'zeh. But she did a bedika, then she left it in as a hefsek. So maybe you can count it as you can be so mechan the Ramban that you don't need chorim v'stokim. You can so mechan Rashi that that bedikas lila is good. So after sichel v'stokim yom rishon, you should have died lab the bedikas chala because it's a chumri way the fact that shvi is not good enough. So if we can get something. Some cold hoof of a bedika, then maybe that could be good.
You that would count the moch count for your
mission. Yeah. Even Rebbe, though it's not chorim v'stokim.
Right.
Rebbe, can one be, if you did the hefsek taro and then right after the hefsek she did the moch and it carries into the night and she covered the hefsek and she can cover the hefsek and the bedikas yom rishon with the same moch?
She did a chorim v'stokim, and then she left it in. Well,
she didn't do chorim v'stokim.
Well, chorim v'stokim she didn't do for the.
Sometimes.
So that's maybe if it's a real shas hadchak, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then Rav Avadi Yosef has his tshuva as well, page 21. But then Isha Shefsika B'tarol Dei Nesinas Moch Dochuk B'meshach Kol Ben Hashmashos.
Regular one.
21. So Rabbi Tzarfati showed me this tshuva a long time ago. And the point is, that, you know, he's also saying that the Shulchan Aruch you know, even though the first one maybe is not Likuva, but he says in the Hakel and the Hadel, Hinei, page 25 at the bottom, Hagam Shano Ein Lano Elo Divrei Maran Na Shulchan Aruch Shulchan Aruch So V'Dibinah B'Dikas Yom Rishon Shvi Likuva Avol Pi Sherabu HaPoskim Shemekilim B'Dikas Yom Shvi So basically, you know, he doesn't want to be machavek the Ein Lahakel. But he says that Yishmokum Lahakel Mitzad Medikas Hefsek Tara Shahisa Meshach Kol Bein Hashmashos Meshach Shabbat Kol Bein Rishon Havei Shabbat Kol Bein Rishon. Like the Noda Yudas idea that, you know, she has a hefs, the mochin, so, that, you know, when you have this, you know, basically, but the Noda Yudas said, you have these shitas that you could, you know, then he says, Shuvim Reisi Mashkot to Noda Yudas. Okay. So basically, Meshach Poskim Lama Mavinit Chilosim Sol Vikuvah Inu Elo Machlas Chumra. So he says it's Chumra. What we want to. But, you know, for this Chumra, you know, we could be makel, you know, that the Moch count. Yeah.
I'm saying that the Halacha
from the Judah
Ravadi
is they're not willing to say middle days, which is like the Dogon Rav wanted to say, even though he is in the middle days. So, because there are these, but at the end of the day, you know, it depends on the situation. There's, you know, there's svaras to be makel, you know, that the, and the, like Rav Avi says, the ikar halacha is you need a hefsek and one bedika. And lechatchila you should do yom rishon and shvi. And when things are not the way they should be because you have different issues, then there's what. But the thing that's non-negotiable is the hefsek and the one day.
If the chatzilah is 1 and 7, so why do we tell women to do the whole week? Twice, whatever, I mean, like, why is that?
We do tell them.
Yeah.
Because the chatzilah is supposed to do every day.
How many levels of the chatzilah are there?
I mean, we assume like the Ravid, but not like the Balamor, that you need every day. Shulchan Aruch even says twice a day, even a higher, you know.
But at the end of the day, if it's one and one, you're good. Yeah. Hefsek and lechatchila, you need one.
Right, at the end of the day, yeah. Hefsek
and one anywhere.
Yeah.
Hefsek and one any time during the Zion.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to say, you got a call from the Mekka, right? She did her Hefsek, and she didn't do any of the Likas. Now she's holding by the Mekka. So one could say that, okay, you didn't do anything during Zion and Kiyam, you're cooked, you got to start again.
Cooked.
Or could you say that, like we said this for a different time, that really, if you do the Bedikah now, even though it's at night, and it's really after the Shemini Kiyam is over, but really, if the Unlover is clean, you know, and one of these things, the Moira, that really...
Like, if it's a... It depends on the woman. Say if it's a man and woman, you're going to make her wait another...
7 days.
You know, likelihood she'll just, you know...
Boil together.
Yeah, it'll be boil and eat her. So if you, can... Mitzayev, like we discussed, the kinuach being mitzayev, or doing one...
Let's say it's a woman, well, listen. Like, if you tell her, okay, she's not going to be happy about it, she's not going to be happy about it, but she's not going to... That's what the rabbi says. That's what the rabbi says. So do you just say, okay, start another 7 days, or even though it's after Shkia now...
Why another 7 days? Why wouldn't you
just
say...
Because you didn't say, do
anything. I would say tomorrow you check and count that as number seven. I mean,
no, you can't. Once you're in Yom Ches,
you mean,
then the whole thing's over.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't count Yom Ches as Yom Zion.
No, in other words, if you did a hefsek and now 7 days passed,
right,
and you didn't do anything... Now you got to start a new 7 days.
Why is that?
That's the law.
That's the law.
So do we say that? So let's say she's an old woman who would listen. You know, no one's going to be happy then. She'll be
Mikado. Right.
So would you say that, okay, Shkia is done. You know, it's 400 days after Shkia, so you're done. Or a half hour after Shkia. I mean, or do you say that? That no, well, one of these swaras.
Depends on the people. Yeah. Depends who we're dealing with, and you know.
There may have to be somewhere from the
Yosef.
From Yosef together with the Kinuach. It depends who.
Yeah.
Have to see who the person. You know, it's a very. You know,
is it from Yosef just gave us the Hefsek? He gave us.
All right, he gave him. No, so the Bedikas, maybe you can do one Bedikah now.
That's what I'm saying. Now, let's say I want to be so mech on Rav and have a Zion, and that's it.
But it's
right, so.
Right, so could I at least count it as it was?
Yeah, so there, so yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah, so there's what to say about those things. Depends on the, like, say the husband is already, he's away for, he's out of town.
So
then what do you, then for sure, then let's do it the right way.
Right.
But, you know, just because she'll listen, what about, you know, the husband, it's not a simple matter. And, and to cause them to wait another week is not a simple matter either. So I would like to try to, you know, find a some sad kula, especially if they looked at the tissues. And,
like, could it be something like the hospital or another week, really like a mental thing?
Right. Maybe that's only the right meter. But yeah, so you can maybe.
But the mental thing is only if you didn't do a hefsek. The mental thing is only if you didn't do a hefsek, right?
Oh, but in that case, when you say at that hour, when you say better to kind of put together, in one of these cases, you're looking to find the kula. So
maybe she could do one now, like Rabbi Body's story, that if she does one now and the underwear's clean.
You'd recommend to do one
on the 8th night?
But would you even give past the half hour on it?
Yeah, I would.
So you can do the...
Assuming
she,
Two hours late. She didn't want that, yeah? Yeah. So then you could be... Yeah. So,
in other words, you can be
Samech
on a
Bedikah
the 8th night if you don't do any
Bedikah, it's going to be... No, only he'll explain to you. Rabbi Tugman will explain to you later, the Cheshbon, what he just said. It's a complicated Cheshbon, but we'll say that. Okay.
We finished
Shir for today.